You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Yeah.
They should have played this when the host started burning.
Oh, wow. That was really emotional, though.
It was, yeah. I guess it wasn't really a badass.
I needed to kind of just, like, relax and, like, let it all sink in.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries Season 4, Episode 15, Stand By Me.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm there. I'm with that one. It's a good time.
Yeah, I like that one.
crazy episode. I kind of really enjoyed this one better than last week.
Yes.
The simplicity of it.
Very simple, to the point, and dramatic. So sad. I was teary-eyed during this episode.
One of the Twitter fans said, "Why does everyone on the show have an ugly cry face?" I was like...
You know what? I honestly didn't notice their faces because I was really in it. I really felt the pain. You know, we've seen them all since the beginning together. Right. And now to lose somebody who we've had from the beginning, like, I feel it. I'm like, no, he's not dead. No.
I know. It was a little hard for us to accept the fact that we were kind of on Elena's side tonight, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just get into it. Jeremy's dead. We have to accept it.
Do we?
I don't know.
Do you really think he's dead?
Hell to the no!
Hell to the no! It's really hard for me to say that because I know that they said someone from the first season was going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cannot believe Jeremy, like, you really took everything away from Elena. But I guess this is the storyline. This is what we need for Elena to grow, would we say?
I guess.
Like, now she has nobody. Literally nobody.
And not even a house. Got rid of that, too.
You know.
Is she never going to come back? No.
Yeah. So basically, in it, she... Well, first of all, because last week, Catherine has the cure.
Yeah. And Damon speculates that maybe she wants to give it to Klaus to exchange for her freedom, which I think... That could be a possibility.
I know, yeah. A few fans have already said the same exact thing. They're like, duh, guys. How did you not figure that? We're like, all right. I was like, all right. I see where that's going. It's funny when he said New Orleans. That's where the spinoff show is going to be. So I wonder if this is going to be an ongoing thing for a while.
I certainly hope not. But it seems like they're going to stretch it probably till the end.
The Silas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know what he looks like, who he's in. Well, we kind of do, but...
Well, so do you think Silas can take on the form of anybody, or he has to kill the person, or... Well, because I guess Shane wasn't really dead yet.
It's really difficult to say, to speculate, because... And then Galen Vaughn had that whole, like, mask that is his face.
Man in the Iron Mask.
But then he also said he could be me.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like the whole transplant thing, how Klaus would use Tyler's body. It seems like Silas can do that as well with whoever he wants, perhaps.
Yeah, and obviously Shane has total control over Bonnie.
Which is actually Silas, would we say?
Well, yeah, but would you say, I mean...
Because we saw there in the end, Rebecca finds Professor Shane just laying there.
Right, but what I'm this whole time that Shane's been working with Bonnie, was it really Shane trying to do this, or was it a piece of Silas inside of Shane? You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
We saw how freaked out Bonnie was acting, and she just was like very like, this is what we need to do. And
yeah, almost like Silas was in her too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, do you think that if someone were to see Bonnie talking with Professor, they would see the Professor? Or do you think she's seeing the Professor and he's really in her?
That's actually a really good question. A really good question. I don't know. So you're basically saying, is Silas visible to the eye?
Or right,
does
to others.
He choose to come in form?
Yeah, I don't think that other people can necessarily... Like, I think if they would have saw Bonnie talking with Professor Shane, they wouldn't have seen Professor Shane. Mm-hmm. I think that he's really, like, inside of her, using her.
Kind of like the Jeremy thing.
Yeah. Because then he kind of came out... I think when she sees somebody, Bonnie sees somebody, that's probably Silas using them. Because she did see Jeremy at that one point.
And now Shane didn't see Shane. Jeremy. Because right. He said, did he ask you for help? Well, if you saw him, you would have heard... What he said.
Yeah.
Now.
And I don't think that was Professor Shane this entire episode. Because I think he was there laying in the woods. Where Rebecca saw. I don't think that was Professor Shane at all. I don't think. I think that was really Silas Bonnie was talking to the whole time.
Yeah, that could definitely.
Because otherwise, why do we see Professor Shane in the end, like, laying there in the woods helpless?
Right.
And how did he get in the woods anyway? Because he was in that cave, and clearly he can't walk. I don't know. I don't know when he was Silas, Shane. I don't know. The mind games.
It is
transplant
mind games.
People that we don't know. I mean, all we know is that they're not acting like themselves, so.
No, and so, okay, Catherine has the cure. And one thing about Catherine is, how does she always know what Elaine is wearing? And where does she like go buy? Know where to buy the clothes to
exactly.
Show up that day?
I don't know.
To trick
it's
everybody.
A really good question.
But okay, so Elena, she's sitting here. She can't really accept the fact that Jeremy's dead. And I know we said we weren't. Well, I said I wasn't sure about the ring, and I was kind of just holding out for hope that he would be able to come back. And it was interesting what Elena said, that, well, when he died, the tattoos went away, so does that mean...
He fulfilled his supernatural destiny.
Right.
And so now he's human again, and the ring could bring him back.
Right. And so the other thing is, if he wasn't supernatural before, how did he see the ghosts and the spirits, and wouldn't that kind of make him a little supernatural, too?
Yeah. Because did we ever find out why he was able to see the ghosts?
Well, because he had passed away, and then
so
when
that's
he came
why.
Back, yeah, maybe it was like crossing over and then being brought back.
The ring,
but
thing.
That's still supernatural to a point.
But I guess they didn't consider it that before.
Yeah. She was not accepting being dead, and then his body starts decomposing. Everyone can smell it except for Elena. I mean, I gotta say, as much as Elena has annoyed me that she was great this episode.
Wow.
She only time she aggravated me is when she burned the house down. But other than that, you know.
I mean, I loved it. She had gone mad. Like, there's a Shakespearean story where a lady, is it Lady Macbeth? But somebody goes, like, completely mad. And that's what she reminded me of. Just, like, a Shakespearean woman who has, like, lost her mind and can't get over the death. And I loved it. I loved seeing her go crazy, and I loved seeing her turn off her emotions, and I loved every part of it, and especially the phone call is what triggered her to actually admit it. And the fact that she wasn't willing to, she heard the consequences for bringing back Jeremy.
Yeah, I think for me, I the phone call, yeah, but the actual consequences of what's going to happen. And then she kind of just freaked out and was like, we're going to bring back every evil supernatural being. Would you do that, Damon? I wouldn't. Because it's almost like as much in that kind of hit her, like, Jeremy's really not coming back. We can't bring him back or else we're going to unleash all this on the world and then we're all dead.
And if he came back, I mean, we all know there's going to be consequences. Like, he'd
of
probably be
sort,
like the Vicky demon, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she's freaking out. Matt walks in. He has his like little scene, which I loved the first crying scene. The second one, I could have done without.
Yeah, but maybe he really didn't get to cry the first time. He held it in sort of for Elena. It was kind of like that shock. So he never really got to get it out. And he wanted to not do it in front of Elena. And I thought that was great that we got to see it later. But that moment whenever he walks in and Elena stops screaming for a minute when he says her name.
After
and
they she just slammed Dr. Fell against the wall.
I liked her haircut, by the way.
Dr. Fell,
yeah. And then, like, she just catches Matt's eyes and they just stare at each other in, like, non-belief. But, like, that exchange of not believing what's really happening. I just really felt that emotion there. And I thought that was such a great scene.
I agree. We have a caller on the line.
Oh, cool.
Caller, you're on the line. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Josh from Herman Klein.
What up, Josh?
Hi, Josh.
What up? How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're kind of wakening up
emotional
to the fact that Jeremy's dead. How are you feeling about the episode?
It was a good episode. I preferred last week's episode, but this episode was good only because this episode was pretty slow. There was more emotion, less, you know, action and drama like we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was real good. And I thought that the Matt scene that you guys were just talking about was pretty good too, just him seeing it and his emotion, and then Elena, just the way she was talking to him, like, it's gonna be all right. Like, really good acting from Elena.
Well, let me ask you a question. So after that, Elena starts freaking out. She wants to burn the house down, and you know, everyone's thinking with a clear head except for Elena, and Stefan tells Damon to help her, and he turns off her emotion. Do you think that was taking the easy way out by turning off her emotion, or do you think he could have, like, because I feel like he could have calmed her down and just, you know what I mean, taken her away from the situation.
Just told her to just said, Elena, calm down and stay calm now.
Yeah, do you think the turning off emotions was him taking the easy route with the situation?
Well, in some way, yes, but I don't, like, if I was in the situation and knowing Elena, being someone who takes everything to the heart and as a vampire, it's, you know, expanded, I don't think that him just telling her to calm down may have not just been enough. But I do also think that Damon, being someone who's turned off his emotions for such a long time, and he just recently found out he can't turn them off, I think he thought, okay, you know, that was best for me when I was in trouble, so right, maybe it'll be best for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think no one's in the wrong in that. It's just gonna be crazy.
What about you, Christian?
I really liked what they said there, how Damon was like, humanity means nothing when you have no one to care about. And Stefan's like, well, she had you, Damon. And he's like, even in this circumstance, I'm not enough. So I really liked the exchange of dialogue there. It made me understand why he chose to do that. And I mean, honestly, when that kind of pain has happened to me, I've said the same thing. I'm like, somebody help me. Like, just turn it off. Like, I don't want to feel it. I mean, I think we all have gone through that and can relate to that moment. And you know what? If someone could turn it off for me, I think I'd take it. Because once time goes by and it almost seems like it has turned off a bit.
Okay,
but she doesn't have to wait for the time to take over,
you know? But the only issue with that is, Kristen, is that I get what you're saying, but if you turned it off, eventually, when it's turned back on, would you not feel all of that and it can haunt you all in like one hit?
And to add,
you're gonna feel it no matter what.
And just to add on to that, yeah, exactly what you're saying. So, to me, why I keep saying the easy way out, it's like, okay, well, let's not deal with this now because Damon's not good at dealing with things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in his mind, okay, you turn it off. Let's not worry about it, you know. Or maybe in his mind he is thinking, yeah, let's not worry about it right now and then we can worry about it later down the line. But is that the smarter move? You know, should we have just calmed Elena down? Should we have just, you know, taken her out of the place, you know, not let her worry about Bonnie, Silas, and all that stuff? Let her kind of go through the emotions to get over it. Like, I would have loved, honestly, if her and Matt went to the lake house and, you know, stayed there and talked. And because, I mean, as much as when Matt went to go show her the Vicky thing and the Jeremy thing, it's too soon to say to somebody, look,
yeah,
he's dead, but he's still here. It's like, no, I don't need that right now. Like, maybe in, like, a couple months from now to bring back, like, a memory of something, sure, but...
I honestly feel like there is no right time to deal with it. Dealing with it right away, how do you deal with it right away? What is she supposed to do? We're seeing her going crazy. I don't know that right now is the right time to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe later on, which she would be as time passes. I feel like right away is the worst part. So dealing with it later after time has gone by, situations have changed, you have other things to focus on, that might be the right time to deal with it. So I'm completely okay with turning it off. Go, Damon.
And what did you guys think about when Matt took her to the stoner pit and he was basically telling her, hey, Elena, your brother just died, but you know what? He's going to... Like, I think he was giving her false hope in that situation. And I was pretty mad. I was like, just because you live in a, you know, supernatural town, you know, death sometimes does stick. And him just giving her all this hope, like, oh, yeah, you know...
No, I didn't take it like
Jeremy
that.
Jeremy back.
I didn't take it like that. I think what he was saying was, Jeremy is this town. Is Jeremy really gone? Because when we come to the stoner pit and we see this, we're reminded of the great memories that we had with Jeremy. When we go to the lake house, when you go to your house, that's why Stefan said later down the line, you're going to want to come back home. And for her to say, no, I'm not, well, obviously you're going to say, no, you're not, because your emotions are turned off.
Will she blame Damon then for that, for burning down the house? Will she blame Damon? Because if her emotions weren't shut off, she probably weren't. Actually, she was going to burn it down before anyway.
Well, that's a good question, actually. Is she going to be mad at Damon for controlling her and turning off her emotions? Do you guys think so?
I don't think so. I think Elena's going to be like, look, you know, basically, it was a tough situation for everybody, and she's going to give him the benefit of the doubt like she does everybody. You know, she's going to be understanding and be like, look, you didn't know what was going to happen. You know, Elena talk.
Right.
So I don't think so.
No? What about you, Christian?
You never know. I mean, after seeing the previews for next week's episode, I feel like when she does come back to being herself, she's got to be placing blame on somebody. I don't know. She's just going to crash.
I agree. Because, I mean, just looking at next week, it looks like she's really going to go off the deep end. And
almost like a Catherine type.
Yeah, but even Catherine kind of has a little more... emotion. A little more emotion than what Elena was showing us. I mean, she looked pretty...
I'm excited to see it, though.
I'm very excited to see it. What's it called? We want to thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you call... I guess we won't be back till March 14th, but make sure you stay tuned. And also, make sure you guys download us on iTunes. So if you haven't done that, make sure you go get up when you get off the line, download us on iTunes.
Will do, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Have a great show.
And as to everyone back at watching us now, make sure you guys subscribe, rate, download, and leave us a comment. If you leave us a comment, we'll give you a shout-out on the show. We'll be back March 14th. Unfortunately, we have to wait a whole week. A whole month. Did you think anything was weird with Caroline this episode?
Yeah.
She looked really different, right?
Yeah, she really did. Her makeup was totally different. Her hair was a little longer, and it wasn't, like, poofy, and it was a little darker.
And Matt looked weird to me, too.
Yeah.
He looked very, very, very pale.
It could have been the lighting of the episode, or, like you said, when we were watching it, perhaps this is when they went on a little break.
Yeah. And there was one scene where... the first scene when we saw Caroline, her hair literally looked brown. And then later on, it looked blonde. So I wonder if they... added something in, or if it was just the lighting to it.
I don't know. Now that we're talking about Caroline, though, how do you feel about her continuously calling Tyler? No word from him.
It's almost kind of the same situation with Elena. You know, she needs that person to reach out to. She needs someone to talk to and help get through this. And she still kind of hasn't really accepted the fact that he's gone. And... well, like she said, I can't believe that was really the last time I'm going to talk to you. So, I don't know, part of me, like, wanted her to scroll through her phone and go to Klaus afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, where the heck is Klaus? This is where you need to step in, man. Like, this is your time to get her on your side. She needs a shoulder. Be that shoulder.
So, I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of glad the whole Tyler... situation's going away and we're getting the what's his name?
Galen Vaughn.
Well, hopefully we're going to get close. I still don't know if we're really going to get close or not with Caroline, especially with the new show.
Yeah, but that's interesting. I mean, we need to close this end up. I mean, they could actually, they're shooting the originals pilot, and then I guess they would finish out this season of Vampire Diaries with Klaus, and then perhaps shoot the originals. But I mean, then where do I feel like if they have the originals, that's going to tear apart Vampire Diaries.
Well, yeah, because even with like Buffy, when they did the they did crossover episodes, mm-hmm. but. I don't want that for this.
I don't either.
That's too similar. And it's like we just got used to Klaus and Caroline. I don't want them to go away.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Because they've been setting this up for how long? They've been setting this up for how long that they've been setting it up that we want them to get together. We really do. And so for us not to see that come to fruition, that's going to be a problem, I feel like, for a lot of fans, too.
Right. I totally agree. Okay. There we go. My mic was off for a second. Sorry about that, guys. All right. So on the other side of Elena going crazy, we have Bonnie going crazy, too.
That is Bonnie.
I love Bonnie so much. I really, really mm-hmm. do. But my thing is you're such a powerful witch. And maybe, like I said, I'm going to bring Buffy up again. Maybe it's because I was so invested in Buffy, Charmed, and all these other witch shows where the witches, you know, they had someone to kind of train them and teach them, but then they kind of went on their own path. And I feel like Bonnie doesn't do that, really.
Mm-hmm.
She says she does, but then she still gives in so easily. And really, Shane, all he has to do is say, Bonnie, calm down, and she comes down.
He's got her under a wicked spell. But do you remember in the forest where he was like, here, drink a tea? And she's like, I don't want any more of your tea. So, I mean, there's definitely something in the tea. She's drinking the Kool-Aid, really.
Literally
drinking his Kool-Aid, so... I don't know what kind of euphoric state that puts her in or something, a trance, but he's using that.
I loved when she got angry at Shane and started acting out of control and, you know, mm-hmm. he calms her down and the fire was getting big. And,
and we also find out that they need to do another 12-person massacre. What the heck?
And the way it's just said, it's like, yeah, those 12... Well... So here's the other thing that I thought. So let's say they were to try and bring everybody back. Then I wonder if Jeremy would have came back. Because if what Elena said that, you know, well, now he might be human. He may not be supernatural now. So would that count for him?
Who knows if he'll even come back? Because they said, Bonnie's like, what about the 12 people, the actual humans? And he's like, no, they've already found peace.
That was a necessary sacrifice.
Yeah, which didn't make sense.
Crazy.
In episodes before, though, they said that everyone who was sacrificed would be back.
Right, and that also makes me feel... Well, because that... I guess it wasn't Shane, so what Silas was telling Shane was that everyone would, and now that Silas is Shane, he's kind of like telling her the truth, because Shane's family's not going to come back.
No, definitely not. It's not everyone, it's just the supernatural people that comes back. So that's why we can figure that this isn't really Shane,
right?
That it's actually Silas that she's seeing as Shane. I don't think he's really there.
No, okay, so looks like Shane, but how is he controlling these people so easily? Is it that they just believe it and buy into it, or do you think it's some sort of mind control?
Well, it was really only Bonnie so far that he's controlled.
No, because Shane too.
Well, that was the whole thing when he was still in the tomb, like, dripping the blood. Or do you think before that?
Before that. I think when... the whole time that Shane's been like, we need to get Silas.
Well, that's because he saw his family when he dropped his blood into that tomb. So I think now since he's out, Bonnie's been the only one to really see him. And I mean, I don't know what his body form is, because Shane's body is clearly still on the island. And so he hasn't taken shape of a body, but we saw him in the cave. And I feel like Rebecca or Damon would have seen him on the island. It's very strange.
Yeah, that part of it is strange. But My favorite part of the episode, well, I had two really key points that I loved. One, Bonnie and Damon hugging. That was really cool. And then when Damon brought her back, and it's such a like subtle moment, but I don't know why I really took to it. When he brought her back and she hugged Caroline, and Damon said, "I need to talk to my brother." And Caroline was like, "Why?" And you just see Damon's eyes move to Bonnie. It was like, because at that point I was like, is Bonnie acting kind of a little crazy?
Yeah.
Is she being a little cuckoo? Yeah, she was. And just seeing Damon do that, I don't know why. I really took to it.
No, I get it. Because we finally see him, like, seeing the big picture. And he's, like, our go-to trustee. Like, from the beginning, everyone's hated him. But from the beginning, he's always been right. So it's like, we can trust him and what he's thinking now. And he's that one person in the show that we can believe.
And one of our fans, Jillian, she's called in before. She said, why, if Damon's so smart and picks things up, because he usually does, mm-hmm. why didn't he pick up when Bonnie said, Shane led me here?
Because I think he was just so overwhelmed with seeing her. You
like,
know?
Just, we okay, good, found Bonnie, let's go. Like that, okay.
Yeah, I think he was just like, okay, I don't care how you got here, we gotta go, we gotta book it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, but his, but he was still on a one-track mind there.
On that drive for him to be thinking, okay, she's a little cracked out right now, why that also wouldn't kind of...
Him be, think that,
add
like...
up. Like, and she said Shane led him here, and there was no Shane.
Yeah.
But who knows if Bonnie saw Shane the whole time. And
or maybe Damon took it as, like, Shane pointed me in the right direction. He told me how to get here, but that he wasn't really there.
There you go. But so they got to do the expression triangle and...
Oof. Another 12 people. I mean, Bonnie is clearly going to attempt it.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, no one can believe me that I can do it.
And who are the 12 people going to be?
It's going to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it's going to matter to her because she's just in this trance.
Yep. And then within that, when she's explaining it, April calls.
And, hi, April.
Right, random.
Out of nowhere. Haven't talked to you for weeks.
Needs to get in touch with Jeremy. Elena, that, you know, that was when she first kind of said, he's dead. Awkward.
It took her a while to get there, though. She was like, he can't, he's dead.
And I mean, it's really hard, you know, for Caroline. She was upset, but Caroline's kind of knows how to pull herself together for the most part, I feel. You know, so Bonnie, Elena, and Matt are overly emotional about this.
Oh.
And why the hell would you guys send Bonnie back to her house?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
But I thought it was really crazy when she was sitting there at the table being like, Alaric, Vicky, Jeremy, like naming everyone.
Did you think
everyone.
Elena was going to, at that point, Elena was going to be like, yeah, we have to do it.
I thought
there
so.
There was one point, yep.
I thought, because I could see the craziness in her eye yep. at that point. And then the phone call woke her up.
Okay, so I guess I do see what you're saying with the phone call. All right. Yeah, and I guess we'll talk about more in predictions, but to see how Bonnie's going to get out of this, and if she's
she
really...
needed Jeremy.
Oh yeah, Jeremy was the other half to that. So maybe with the I guess there won't be a funeral because they burnt the damn body.
You know, the only thing I can see that's going to come out of this is maybe Rebecca bringing the real Shane back. And Shane may be realizing that Silas was using him.
And he can calm Bonnie down.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to... I feel like they need that. Because Bonnie has nobody else. She thinks she's talking to Shane. It's really Silas. So if the real Shane, Professor Shane, realizes what's going on, maybe he can kind of
How do you feel
back.
About Rebecca roaming the woods?
I mean... I don't even know what she was doing with Galen Vaughn. She took him back to the cave, kind of like strapped him in there. But he kind of gave her some advice like, hey, it doesn't matter if you're human or you're a vampire. If you don't feed Silas that cure, you're all doomed. So, I mean, it sounds like at the end of the day, we're feeding Silas the cure one way or the other.
Right. So at the end, when they burn the house down and they kind of walk out of it, I don't know, for me, the three of them when they walked out, and maybe it's because they're all vampires and they all know how to turn off their emotion, there was something a little unbelievable about that scene. I don't know if I was just holding on to the fact that I wanted Jeremy to stay alive, I don't know. I just feel like Stefan kind of gave into it too quickly.
I mean, what do you do in that situation?
You really aren't going to bury Jeremy's body?
Yeah. I mean, Elena's just totally out of it. And unfortunately, Stefan and Damon are not focused on Jeremy. They've always been focused on Elena. So this is, you know, burying Jeremy would kind of be for him. But the burning the house down is just kind of like following whatever Elena will do so she's not, like, going crazy. So at that point, I was like, if that's what... I think they just gave in to her being like, this is what I need right now. Let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was over and over and over. It's not like they tried to convince her once not to do it. She kept going back to it. So
all right, Rebecca obviously still wants the cure for herself.
Yeah. And why is she still on the island, though? I mean, clearly Catherine's not there. Even Damon told her, stop looking here. It's not here.
I mean, it could just be the... point of, I mean, she was technically the closest one because he was on the island with Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. But he's not anymore.
Right. Oh, well, she's looking for Catherine. She doesn't care about Silas.
But remember, like, last week when Klaus left the cabin and he was like, sounds like Bonnie needs help. Like, where did he go? Because he should have been here this episode cleaning stuff up, but...
I'm sure he went to New Orleans.
To where Catherine is.
Yeah.
And what is this? She's working with Haley?
Yeah, they kind of mention it really quickly, which all they're doing is basically setting up for the originals because Haley is going to be in the original show. And obviously this is the setup for them to go to New Orleans. And I'm excited in that sense of it. I think it would be, again, I think it would be great for the show, but not for the spinoff. And you're taking away the characters. But I do wonder who they're going to bring in to replace the originals.
Exactly.
Or they're still in talks if even Rebecca's going to go over there.
Yeah.
So one thing Julie Plec said was, you know, it depends what's in her cards. So I'm holding out that her and Matt are going to be together.
But who and Matt?
Rebecca.
Rebecca and Matt. Yeah, I want that too. And I want Caroline and Klaus.
But if Klaus is going to the new show, I also wonder if maybe Caroline ends up with Matt.
I wouldn't like that.
No, I wouldn't like that either. But
I mean, what the hell are they going to do with Tyler? Are they going to bring him back after Klaus goes down to the originals? Like, I don't know. I just really don't want the originals because it's going to mess this up. I would be fine if after we finished up Vampire Diaries for good, then we started the originals. That would be cool because then you would have everyone from the Vampire Diaries show really watching the originals because they would be missing Vampire Diaries and they need something to fill that void.
Well, they wouldn't be missing. I'm sure they would do it on either different days or right after each other.
No, but I mean, if they did it way after Vampire Diaries series was completely over, then we do the originals.
I would like that.
Because, like, how are you not going to try? You're going to mess up Vampire Diaries to get those characters out, to get them to the other show. Like, now you're forcing these characters out.
Well, I mean, you never know, actually. I mean, maybe they're going to keep Elena like this, and this is the path that she's taking. And now we're going to see, I mean, it's the Vampire Diaries. This is the story of their lives. And, you know, maybe the Klaus and them aren't in it. And maybe they come back for every couple episodes. You never know. You know what I mean?
That's true. They could probably do both.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the Damon and Stefan, like, peacemaking?
I loved it. Because I think as soon as Stefan was mad at Damon, but I love that when Damon said, well, I'm not enough for Elena. I think in that moment, Stefan kind of hit like, we've been chasing after this girl, fighting over this girl, when in the end, what really matters is us. Because Elena may not be around forever, but you're my blood. You are my brother. I loved it. I thought that it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I think what really set that off, that peacemaking, is that they saw Elena lose her only sibling, and now she really has no one, and that made them reflect on their own lives and be like, you know what, we still have each other after all these years. You're my brother, I still have you, Elena doesn't anymore. Like, this is a bigger thing than us,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good thing we're not in her place.
Right, agreed. So on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so when we come back, March 14th, Elena's crazy. Apparently, they decide they're going to start school up again and join the cheerleading squad.
Which she was already on, so now she's going to be like super cheerleader. I don't know. But apparently she's just numb to everything.
She's killing people like on the buses and just Elaine is going crazy.
And they also said humanity is what like made her who she was. And now that she doesn't have it, she's just numb. Completely numb.
Right. So where do you see this situation with Bonnie happening? Do you see the massacre happening?
I mean, I feel like it's hard because who are we going to kill and nobody wants her to do it.
They can always just kill 12 random people that live
that
in the
town. That we don't know. That's true.
This poor town, this small little town just has so many disposable people in it.
I feel like if they do that, it's not going to be when we come back. When we come back, it's going to be the new Elena show.
Yeah, I
so
definitely agree.
So it's just going to be an episode of Elena going crazy.
We might not see Bonnie for like two more episodes.
Exactly.
She's working with Silas.
Because we come back for like two episodes. And then we're off another month. So we'll probably see Elena crazy, and then we'll get a little bit of what's going on with the Silas plot, and then we'll come back for, like, the last two.
As far as with Shane and Bonnie, who do you think is going to be the first one to kind of click it together?
I feel like Bonnie's just in the trance, and she needs Professor Shane to come back with Rebecca and wake her up. Because she's not going to realize she's not dealing with Professor Shane.
Rebecca's going to bring Shane back, you think?
I think she has to, yeah.
And you think it's going to be easy for Shane to kind of work with them?
Probably not. It can't be. Yeah. It's going to be a disaster.
I know. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm excited to see crazy Elena. And I want Catherine back for more than just one episode.
We barely got to see her.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Make sure you guys follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
And you can follow me at Cinematic Escape, or you can Bing my blog, Cinematic Escape.
So until March 14th, peace.
Bye, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.